IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
And if you have been anywhere near a South African news source today, you are keenly aware that F.W. de Klerk died today. The man was a historical figure in South African history, and we want to come to terms with his legacy, whatever that may be. And to that end, on the line this afternoon is Paulo Jordan, former cabinet minister from 1994 until 2009, and a member of the National Executive Committee of the ANC. I'm presuming a gentleman who knew F.W. de Klerk rather well. Mr. Jordan, thank you for talking to me on High FM this afternoon.
Hi.
Tell me, in your opinion, and clearly we're talking your opinion, what was his legacy?
Well, it's a paradoxical legacy because F.W. de Klerk was a parliamentarian for 28 years. For 22 of those years, which are the latter days of apartheid, he was deeply involved in thwarting the drive towards democracy in South Africa. And that thwarting of the drive towards democracy in South Africa entailed a number of extremely horrible, brutal, and ugly actions. The latter part of his political career, he was involved in the inauguration of democracy in South Africa. So that's the paradox of his legacy.
I mean, he won a Nobel Prize together with Nelson Mandela. Do you think that was deserved?
I beg your pardon?
Talking about the Nobel Prize that he was awarded together with Nelson Mandela.
Yeah, well,
he's almost drawing an equivalence between the two, and I'm wondering to what extent that was a fair equivalence.
No, of course. You know, there was a lot of ambivalence about that on the part not only of people in South Africa, but of the world. But that's the way the Nobel Peace Prize Committee likes to do its thing. You remember back in the 70s, they awarded it to Henry Kissinger and to a statesman from Vietnam who turned it down because he didn't want equivalence between himself and Kissinger. Well, Mandela wasn't that sort of person, so he didn't turn it down. But there was no equivalence.
Mr. Jordan, did you know him personally? Did you have any sort of personal relationship with the man at all?
No. We met in cabinet, and that was about it. One was polite, our path crossed. And, we had conversation and so on. But, there was no personal relationship between him and myself.
Do you think he got involved with ensuring an end to apartheid because he truly believed it was an evil system? Or was it the pensions that were at stake?
No, the apartheid regime was in a very, very tight spot towards the end of the 1980s. Because the liberation movement had effectively mobilized the international community to isolate the apartheid regime. And then inside South Africa, it had lost the battle politically. White community was completely divided, and a sizable number of the white community hated the Klerk, who wanted to destroy him. But when he held that all-white referendum in 1992, he got a 60% majority. So that was the situation. He was, I think, rational enough to recognize that we were between a rock and a hard place, and the only way out was to negotiate the liberation movement. At the end of the day, I think he had the moral courage to grasp the nettle. But, I don't think it was sort of a Damascene conversion. In fact, he himself has said it wasn't a Damascene conversion.
Absolutely fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. I've got a question for you from a listener. His name is Roland, and he wants me to ask you the following. He says, did Mr. Jordan ever think that he would see the end of apartheid in his lifetime? And how prepared was he for the speech in February 1990, if at all?
Yes, I always thought I'd see the end of apartheid in my lifetime. I was absolutely convinced that would happen. As for the speech on 2nd of February, I was in the fortunate position of being in Harare that morning. And one comrade was in the ANC security department. Somehow or other had gained access to the Klerk's speech before he delivered it and gave it to me. So by the time de Klerk stepped up to the podium in the National Assembly that day, I knew what he was going to say. So it didn't come as a surprise in that sense. But one had anticipated something along those lines because of the position the apartheid regime was in.
Mr. Jordan, ENCA this afternoon is leading with a headline. I want to read it to you. It says, Mandela Foundation, de Klerk legacy, big but uneven. I'm presuming you'd agree with that statement.
Well, no. What I said at the beginning about paradox is my position. The Mandela Foundation has its view, I have mine.
We're going to leave it there, Mr. Jordan. Thank you for talking to us on Chai FM. I think the historians are going to be busy with this issue for a very long time, unpacking the contribution of a very complex human being.
You're welcome.